KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks for KJAN Sports. Sports brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. And taking a look at sports here this morning, starting off with high school action last night on the wrestling mat at Shenandoah was Atlantic Cam competing there, and they picked up a couple of dual wins, 54-24 over Shenandoah and 70-6 over St. Albert. And Shenandoah defeated St. Albert 30-6. Two-time winners on the night for Atlantic Cam included Connor Pellett, Kenny Jimerson, John McConkie, Joe Weaver, Abram Moore, Steele McLaren, Cole Hansen, Chase McLaren, and Tanner Williamson there for the Trojans as they continue to have a successful season there on the wrestling mat. Also in Audubon, it was Logan Magnolia picking up three wins, 66-6 over Audubon, 70-12 over Riverside, and 48-21 over West Monona. Riverside topped Audubon 48-21, and West Monona was a 48-13 winner over Audubon. At Bedford Lennox, it was Bedford Lennox beating Maryville 38-24, and they topped Mount Air 48-27. Maryville was a 45-30 winner over Mount Air. At Bondurant-Ferrara, it was Bondurant-Ferrara with two wins, 54-18 over Clark and 58-24 over East Union. Clark topped East Union 27-23, and winner set a three-time winner, 49-30 over Bondurant-Ferrara, 58-18 over Clark, and 48-18 over East Union. At Griswold last night, it was Trainer picking up two wins, 48-36 over Coon Rapids Baird and 45-26 over Griswold. At Coon Rapids Baird beat Griswold 48-12. At Nottoway Valley, it was Southeast Warren winning two, 42-23 over Nottoway Valley and 48-30 over Southwest Valley. And Southwest Valley topped Nottoway Valley 42-20. At Tri-Center, HSDW was a three-time winner, 66-6 over East Mills, 42-30 over Tri-Center, and 54-18 over Southwest Iowa. Also, Tri-Center, a two-time winner, 48-24 over East Mills and 45-24 over Southwest Iowa. And East Mills topped Southwest Iowa 36-18. That's a look at high school wrestling from last night. In high school basketball last night, in boys basketball game we had for you here on the radio, it was Cam running away late in the game. They went on a late fourth quarter run to pull away from West Central Valley, a game that was tied at halftime, 77-63, as Cam wins it, 33 points for Thomas Hensley in the win for the Cougars. Also, in other boys' scores, HSTW topped Riverside 72-32, Bedford over Fremont Mills 59-49, Corinda beat Sydney 54-41, Coon Rapids Baird over Peyton Sherdan 65-54, Lewis Central beat Thomas Jefferson 61-46, Logan Magnolia over Tri-Center 53-45, Stanton topped Southwest Valley 82-50, and it was Underwood 60-45 over IKM Manning. At the Bluegrass Conference Tournament, the Consolations, Diagonal beat Moravia 81-58, and Melcher Dallas was a 58-56 winner over Mouton Odell. And in the semifinals, Ankeny Christian beat Murray 55-23, and Mormon Trail a 76-46 winner over Lamoni. In girls basketball last night, the game we had for you was Cam running away from West Central Valley early in the game. They jumped out to an early 17-6 advantage in the first quarter, and didn't really look back most of the contest as they held a lead the entire game. 57-38, the final there as Cam wins it. Big nights from both Madison Gettler and Paige McAfee there for the Cougars in the win. IKM Manning was a 75-47 winner over Underwood. Lewis Central 52-38 over Thomas Jefferson. Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 58-26. Peyton Sherdan over Coon Rapids Baird 47-32. Sergeant Bluff Luton 65-50 over Sioux City East. And Southwest Valley beat Stanton 47-30. Also in the Western Valley Conference Tournament, it was OABCIG beating River Valley 81-26. Kingsley Pearson topped Maple Valley Anthon Otto Charter Oak Ute 82-29. West Monona over Ridgeview 58-47. Westwood beat Lawton Bronson 60-45. And Woodbury Central a 67-37 win over Siouxland Community. Also in high school basketball notes, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released their pairings postseason for the Class 1A, 2A, and 3A yesterday. The Class 4A and 5A pairings will be out next week. And in Class 3A Region 8, that's where Atlantic will be placed, and they'll go on the road to take on Red Oak for their opening round game. That's on Saturday, February the 10th, 7 o'clock tip time there, Atlantic at Red Oak. The other side of the bracket has Kemper Catholic facing Shenandoah, and then the top side is Cherokee against OABCIG and ESAC County versus Greene County. In Class 2A matchups in Region 7, some of the first round pigtail games will be played on the 10th, and that, of course, Saturday the 10th. That'll include ACGC at AHSTW, Sydney at Council Bluffs St. Albert, Wayne at I-35, and Southwest Valley at Clarinda. Those are all 7 o'clock tips on that Saturday. And then the quarterfinal round will be played on the 13th of February, Tuesday night, and those are all 7 o'clock tips as well. And the winner of that AHSTW-ACGC game will take on Trainer. Underwood awaits the winner of St. Albert-Sydney. Mount Air awaits the winner of I-35 and Wayne. And Nottoway Valley will take on the winner of Clarinda and Southwest Valley. In Region 8, Logan Magnolia has a first-round bye, as does IKM Manning. Logan Magnolia will await the winner of Tri-Center Missouri Valley in a first-round game. And IKM Manning will take on the winner of Ridgeview and Maple Valley Anthon Otto Charter Oak Ute. In Class 1A, Region 7, Exira EHK has a bye to the quarterfinal round, and they will await the winner of Riverside and Essex. Other games that will be played in the first round in that bracket on the 8th of February include that Riverside-Essex game, and then Cam Griswold, that's a game we'll have for you here on the radio. Stanton and South Page, and then also East Mills against Heartland Christian and Fremont Mills against West Harrison. A quarterfinal round matchup that's already set is Boyer Valley facing Woodbine on the 13th. And in Region 8, first-round games in the 8th include Arweva against Peyton Sherdan, Coon Rapids Baird at Grandview Christian, Iowa Christian Academy at Glidden-Ralston, River Valley at Westwood, and Whiting is at Audubon there for first-round games. The teams that are into the quarterfinals already in that region are Newell Fonda, West Monona, and Siouxland Christian. In Class 1A Region 6, Orient Maxburg will play an opening round game at Lamoni. Lenox is at East Union. Bedford will be at Diagonal there on the top side of that bracket. So that's a look at some of the local matchups. You can look at those full brackets on the same story on our sports page at KJN.com. Also yesterday, the Iowa High School Athletic Association released the first the high school football districts for the next two-year cycle, and lots of changes for some schools in the area. Atlantic will now be a 2A program. They'll be in District 9 along with Greene County, Kemper Catholic, OABCIG, Red Oak, and Shenandoah. Also of note, Griswold will be making the move to 8-player. They'll be in District 7. The Tigers will join many schools from the Corner Conference that they're joining for all other sports as well next year. District 7 includes Bedford, Clarinda Academy, East Mills, Essex, Fremont Mills, Sydney, and Stanton. 8-player District 8 will house other area squads, Audubon, Boyer Valley, Cam, Coon Rapids Baird, Exira EHK, Glidden-Ralston, West Harrison, and Woodbine. Class A will be home for a number of area schools as well. District 9 will include AHSTW, Earlham, Nottoway Valley, Riverside, Southwest Valley, and St. Albert. District 10 will be Lawton Bronson, Logan Magnolia, Tri-Center, West Monona, Westwood, and Woodbury Central. In Class 1A District 8, Clarinda dropping down to 1A. They'll be in there along with ACGC, Mount Air, Panorama, Van Meter, and West Central Valley. And Class 3A will welcome back Lewis Central. They drop down from 4A. Titans will be in District 9 along with ADM, Creston, Glenwood, Harlan, and Winterset. And in 4A District 7, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson will be there. They'll be joined by Ames, Des Moines North, Urbandale, and West Des Moines Valley. Of course, in Classes 3A, 1A, and 2A, there will be 9 districts of 6 teams, and the staying with the 16-team qualifiers for the playoff format and an RPI system being introduced to determine other qualifiers other than district champions as well. That was announced just 2 days ago also by the Athletic Association. In basketball, Iowa's Megan Gustafson scored 29 points, winning a shootout with Ohio State's Kelsey Mitchell as the Hawkeyes ended a 3-game losing streak with a 103-89 win over the number 12 Buckeyes last night there in Iowa City. Drake coach Jenny Baranchik says a record-breaking winning streak is not adding pressure to her team. The Bulldogs take a 7-0 Missouri Valley Conference record on the road tonight to Illinois State. Northern Iowa women hope for a more consistent effort when they visit Bradley tonight. Both teams are 4-3 in the Valley. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Coming up tonight, we'll have Atlantic at Red Oak and Boys Hoops. That'll be a 7:30 tip time. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports. It's been brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.